Hi guys, so welcome back. Now, you probably didn't notice this, right, yeah? But I've had a couple of months off because remember, in all the previous videos, I had a broken arm, yeah? Well, it's actually a lot better, yeah? So I've taken about 2 months off, okay? Now, you probably didn't notice because you get the daily videos and everything, yeah? But what I wanted to do was just update you on what's happened to me since I started the video series and followed the plan myself, yeah? Because if it doesn't work for me, it's not going to work for you, is it? Right, yeah? So on the very first set of videos, obviously, I talked about the law of attraction. I talked about making a plan. I talked about visualizing what you want to be, being positive, being kind, getting up in the morning, smiling, being nice to people, yeah? So part of that was when I was in the conservatory doing all those videos at first, I wrote exactly down what I was going to do, what was going to happen in my life over the next few months. And obviously, you know, I wanted a relationship. So I kind of... I wrote down the type of woman that I wanted on a piece of paper, you know, tall, fit, beautiful, lovely person, love kids, goes to the gym, just amazing in every way, like you would, yeah? So it was a bit like Wicked Science, really, putting a bra on my head and trying to magic a woman out of nowhere. But then I was watching Wonder Woman as well at the same time, and I thought, oh, I'll just write, you know, someone like Gal Gadot. So the strange thing was, yeah, is I went on to Match.com. Yeah, I know. Dating sites, all that stuff, yeah, get a bad name, but listen to this, yeah. So I went out on a couple of dates, didn't work out, I'll tell you about them another time, yeah, but it was quite funny. But I met this lady anyway, yeah. So kind of we got talking and stuff, we met on a couple of dates. Oh my word, honestly, from the moment that we both seen each other, it was bing. Honestly, it was like alarm bells went off. I've never felt like that in my life. Honestly, I was absolutely bowled over. And so was she as well, both of us. It was like an attraction that just come from nowhere. And later on, I was talking to her and she was telling me that she was into The Secret and a friend had given her a book and told her, you know, about being positive, about doing all the things that I've said in this video series. And I said, that's funny that, because I'm doing a video series all about that. And I told her about, you know, the Wonder Woman thing and the story about that. And the next thing, she sent me a photograph and it was a clip of a Wonder Woman keyring that she had. How weird is that? Yeah, how weird is that? Okay, so I'm completely in love, guys, with the most beautiful woman I've ever met in my life. The most loveliest, beautifulest person I could have met on the planet. I can't believe it. All my dreams come true in one go. Just amazing, yeah? And the other thing was as well is I wanted to take my kids away, yeah? Because for a long time I've been saving up and, you know, doing other things and I neglected to take the kids away, really. But now I was on my own, I thought, right, let's take them away for Christmas. Next thing happens, guys, bing, money comes from work. Enough money to take the kids on holiday. Okay, so whilst it may seem strange to you guys and you may be in a dark place, the key to it, guys, is always stay happy, always keep smiling, always give back, always have a plan, always focus on what you want in life, not what you regret, not what went wrong or anything else. Focus on what you want. Tell the universe what you want and the universe will give it to you. And it does it in strange ways, you know, but that's why I'm still smiling. 22 videos in now and I'm still smiling, okay? So back onto the video course anyway. The last video that we did was about changing your mindset, yeah? So that's what we just talked about, you know, taking yourself out of a dark place, forcing yourself to be happy, forcing yourself to feel good. And you can do that by making other people feel good and they make you feel good. And it goes round and round and round and positives attract positives and all that good stuff. Yeah. So it may feel a bit weird at first, but you have to force yourself to be happy. You have to force yourself to want to get up in the morning. You know, it's like with my new lady, I text her all the time, you know, good morning. Are you okay, beautiful? You know, you do things like that and then they text you back and they make you feel good. And goes round in a big circle, yeah. So just change your mindset, guys. It's hard. I know it's hard, but the alternative way is down. You don't want to go down. No, you want to go up, yeah. So rewatch that video at some point if you need to. But today's lesson was all about kids, yeah. And you know, you see a lot of naughty kids now, and I hope yours isn't one of them, yeah. But parenting is hard. No one tells you how to do it. No one gives you a guidebook. Or they do. They tell you how to bring babies up, but they don't tell you how to bring kids up, yeah? you're working, you're stressed out, your partner's working, you're stressed out, the kids are wrecking the house, they're screaming. Whoa, it's hard work, man. All that pressure, all that noise and everything else going on with everything else you've got going on in life. It is difficult, yeah. But you know what? All kids need is love. That's all they want is love. They don't need big presents. They don't need special things. All they need is your time, your nurturing and your love. And they want to be treated like people. You know, sometimes we treat them like kids and sometimes we have an old-fashioned attitude, you know, taking things off them, sticking them in naughty corners, all that sort of good stuff, yeah? But if you sit down, you talk to them and ask them why they're doing it, why they're frustrated, you start to recognise patterns in why they feel like that. And they're just like us, you know? Wouldn't you like to throw yourself on the floor sometimes and just scream and get away with it? It'd be awesome, wouldn't it? You know, you're at work and someone does your head in, you just go, ah! And start screaming, throw yourself on the floor. It's a natural thing that kids do. You know, but the thing is because we're so busy, because we've got so many things to do, we can't be dealing with it. So it stresses us out, yeah? It absolutely stresses us out to the max. But actually all they need, they want to cuddle. They want to be loved themselves. They want to be happy, you know, and they're a reflection of how you treat them. So if you find they're screaming at you, it's probably because you're screaming at them. So they only learn those behaviors either from you or the nursery friends or the school friends and all that good stuff. When actually, if you just treat them how you would like to be treated, your kids will learn to respect you, they'll want to be with you, they'll want to spend time with you, and they'll want to have a good time with you because you understand their emotional feelings, and we're all emotional. We all want someone to cuddle, someone to talk to, you know, because otherwise we all have those crazy things going around in our heads and it's not good for any of us, is it? So, you know, kids are really important. They're really, really important. Spend time with them. Enjoy your time with them. You know, I feel great now because my boys are like 15, 14. Because I've lost all the weight, because I'm so fit, I can play football with them. I can run faster than them. You know, play basketball with the other little fella. You know, you have a good time with them and dedicate your time to them. My little daughter who's 5, she's still crazy, you know, she's in here doing backflips and all sorts of stuff, jumping on my shoulders, hanging off, you know, throwing herself on the floor. And yeah, I'm knackered, yeah. And sometimes she drives me crazy. In fact, she was screaming at me in the car the other day when I took her swimming about nothing. She didn't like her hair. Oh my word, honestly. We pulled over, we redid her hair, everything else, but they just get frustrated. They're going to scream, but what we can't do is let that get to us, yeah? You know, and when you learn to relax and you learn to understand who they are and their feelings, it actually gets a lot better. So just sit with them, cuddle them, spend time with them, you know, enjoy them. That's what you have kids for, okay? And if you haven't got kids, think about maybe not having them, yeah? Because it's a crazy, crazy world. But I didn't mean that. Kids are lovely. You should have kids. We should multiply. We should bring happiness to the world, yeah? So that's enough about kids. Let me just check what tomorrow's video is going to be about. Is how to have the perfect relationship that lasts for a lifetime, yeah? I'm not too sure I'm the best person to give relationship advice, but I'll tell you all the things that have happened to me recently and about my 2 previous marriages and all the things that you shouldn't do that maybe I did or maybe you're doing or whatever, yeah? Okay, so I'll see you in tomorrow's video. You be good. Take care and I'll see you very soon, all right? Bye-bye.